I know you're looking at Section 301, 232. This includes a threat to national security, violating U.S. rights under trade agreements that may be unreasonable or unjustified. How do you decide what to pursue as a national security interest? Furniture doesn't seem like a national security interest. Lumber, how do you decide that?
So the Commerce Department is looking at this, and they already have in place, as you mentioned, protective tariffs on things like steel and aluminum. Those are tariffs that have been in place, again, since 2018. President Biden kept them in place. They're tariffs on autos. Anything involving manufacturing, frankly, can really feed into the ecosystem we need to have security. I think we all found out during the pandemic that even things like textiles, people thought this isn't a big deal, but we have to have personal protective equipment for our hospitals. We have to have uniforms for our military. I don't think we're doing national security action on textiles, but I just pointed out that things that people might think are ho-hum commodities, they actually become quite strategic when it comes to national security. So whether it's lumber for housing or cars and the factories and the ecosystem that go along with them for transportation, these are the types of things we need to have a strong economy, have a strong industrial base to prepare us for times of war and other things.